Govinda Lilamrita, Chapter 4, Part 3, the conclusion of Pratak Lila, 6-8:24. Radha honors Krishna's remnants, and Krishna dresses and departs for Gocharna Lila, cowherding. After finishing their meal, all the boys wash their hands and mouths with fresh water poured from golden pitchers by the house servants like Raktak and Patrak. Then they use refined scented earth to wash the ghee from their hands and soft toothpicks for cleaning their teeth. Jambul offers spices to freshen their mouths, which is a mixture of cloves, cardamom, and camphorized rose powder. Then he massages Krishna's stomach to aid his digestion. After accepting paan from Rasala, Krishna takes 100 steps and then lies to rest on his bed. Servants cool Krishna with peacock fans while he rests. Vilashaka offers some specially prepared paan. Meanwhile, Radhika leaves the kitchen, washes her hands, and enters another room. She takes a peek through the window to enjoy Krishna's captivating darshan, and then starts perspiring profusely. Thinking that Radhika is perspiring due to the fatigue of cooking Krishna's breakfast, Yashoda orders a maidservant to fan Radha. Yashoda seats Radha next to her and Rohini to serve. The sakis also sit down to eat. Tanishtha Sakhi secretly mixes Krishna's Adara Amrita remnants into the remaining buttery vegetables and rice that Rohini serves to Radha and the Sakis. Seeing Radha shyly lowering her head and neglecting to eat, however, Mother Yashoda tenderly says, "Oh, daughter Radhe, I love you as much as my own son. Why are you so shy? Please abandon this inauspicious behavior and comfort my eyes by happily eating before me." Then glancing at Lalita and the other Sakis, Yashoda exclaims, "O daughters, you are all like my children. So why are you so hesitant before me? Please take your meal." After speaking like this, Yashoda offers 100 prayers as she carefully serves everyone. At the conclusion of the meal, Yashoda asks Tanishtha to bring the chest of jeweled ornaments expensive clothes, vermilion, sandalwood, and tambul that she has prepared beforehand in order to give to Krishna's bride on his future marriage date. With deep love, Yashoda presents this treasure chest to Radha because in her heart of hearts, Yashoda yearns to unite Radha and Krishna in marriage. After Yashoda departs, Vishakha secretly returns Krishna's yellow silk garment to Dhanishta, who hands it to Subal in exchange for Radha's blue garment, which got somehow exchanged when they were waking up. And then Dhanishta returns that to Vishakha. Then Krishna gets suitably dressed for cowherding the forest by his best of servants. The servants rub scented oils on his body and adorn him with ornaments, flowers, and flower garlands. The servants apply Krishna's special tilak with their fingers and paint his body with colored earthen minerals and sandalwood pulp. Next, they fix a iridescent, colorful peacock feather crown on Krishna's head and place finger rings inscribed with the name Krishna on his hands. Makara kundala are hung on Shyam's ears, and his gunjamala, the Kaustubha gem, a Vaijayanti mala, and a jeweled necklace are draped on Krishna's broad chest. Some servants affix Krishna's armlets, bangles, and ankle bells. That resound with sweet tinkling. A necklace of large glossy pearls is placed on Krishna's chest. This necklace will later reflect the image of his beloved Gandharvika. Krishna's jeweled murali flute is tucked into the right of his sash. And a buffalo horn hangs from the left side. Krishna holds a yellow lagudi, cowherding stick, in his left hand and twirls a golden lotus flower in his right. Krishna then meets his smiling friends, who are similarly dressed. Brajendranandan exhibits frolicsome behavior, thus churning the minds of the doe-eyed girls of Braj as he walks into the forest. As a result of Sri Rupa Goswami's mature service, aroused by drinking the sweet honey from Sri Chaitanya Dev's lotus feet, the request of Sri Raghunath Das, the association of Sri Jiva, and the blessings of Sri Raghunath Bhatta, the fourth chapter of Govinda Lilamrita, 6 o'clock to 8:36, finishing the description of Krishna's Pratak Lila, sunrise pastimes, early morning pastimes, is concluded.